So we are going to try to cover most of the halachot that really is regarded to Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, which is a lot of halachot. And I'm very nedar, I'm going to try to cover it for 5 weeks, but I don't think I'm going to be matzliach. I think it's going to take longer than that, but we try to cover it for 5 weeks. Also, I'm going to try to say the differences between Ashkenazim and Sephardim also. The places that, if I don't say anything, means there's no differences. If there is differences, I will say what they are. We also have to understand that there is no Shulchan Aruch for women. Everybody, the Shulchan Aruch is for everybody. There are few differences that is only applies to women, and most of the halachot that we have is the same. Men, women are the same, and the 99% of the halachot are really applies to everybody. The Rambam says, Mitzvot lo ta'aseh. We have Mitzvot ta'aseh, and we have Mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Mitzvot lo ta'aseh applies to everybody. There is no difference between men and women. The women are obligated to keep the Mitzvot lo ta'aseh 100%. Mitzvot aseh are only few things that the women are not obligated to do, which has to do with Mitzvot aseh she'azman gerama. The Mitzvot that is dependent on time, there are mitzvot, some of the mitzvot, mitzvot aseh she'azman gerama, women are patur. The difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim are that mitzvot aseh she'azman gerama, the minhag is by Sephardim, the women do not make beracha on mitzvot aseh she'azman gerama. The minhag is by Ashkenazim that they make beracha on mitzvot aseh she'azman gerama. This is really what the biggest differences between Ashkenazim and Sephardim plays in. Tonight, I would like to talk about the halachot starting from the morning, when you get up from the morning, to go through the halachot of tefillah. This is what I try to accomplish today. But I'm asking everybody, please do not ask any questions. I leave about 10 minutes in the end to answer all the questions. If the time is not enough, 9 o'clock there is Ma'ariv here, you could go in the back, and I daven Ma'ariv already, I could answer questions in the back, if there's more questions. The halacha is that when a person wakes up in the morning, they have to say modeh ani. There are some say that the woman has to say moda ani, but the minhag is not like that. Minhag is that also women should say modeh ani lefanecha. The women have an obligation to wash the same way the man does, which is 3 times sirugin. Sirugin means the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right? By the tzladim of Seuda, do 3 times this hand, 3 times the other hand. By the tzladim in the morning, we do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right? And before you dry your hand, you should make a tzladim. The chatechila, the women should take off their rings before they wash a tzladim. That we do that for the tzladim of Seuda. But the Chatechila Shulchan Aruch says that all the halachot that apply to halachot of Netilat Yadayim of Seuda should apply to Netilat Yadayim of the morning also. The women is an important thing to do, they should wash Netilat Yadayim for their children also. Even a child, a month old, they should try to wash Netilat Yadayim for them, because the Kiddusha, the holiness of Netilat Yadayim is important to implement to the children even from the very young age. If somebody touches food before wash Netilat Yadayim, they have to wash that food. Let's say you have an apple. You washed without Netilat Yadayim, you touch the apple, before using it you have to wash them 3 times. And if it's not washable, if the food that you touch, there's no efsed merubah involved with them, then you should throw them away, you should not use them anymore, because the fact that you touched something that you didn't wash it till the night brings too much to the food. If a woman wakes up in the middle of the night, they want to drink, or they want to feed their child, they want to nurse their child, they don't have to wash it till the night. But if they get up in the morning to drink or to eat, then they have to wash it at the daim. And if they are too tired to go to the sink to wash it at the daim, you could just clean your hand with a blanket or with your pajamas. Go like this. That's enough. You don't have to wash it at the daim. But if you have water next to you, it's better to wash it at the daim than with the water. If somebody touches part inner part of the body, they have to wash it at the daim before you daven or before the sage kriyat shema or before you make a barakha. In other words, if somebody puts their hand inside their body, or even right here, if the places that normally is covered, if somebody touched the part of the body that is normally covered, they have to wash it at the daim before they make a barakha or before they daven. Also, the one halacha that a lot of women, men also, they make a mistake is when you take your child to shirutim, you take your child to a bathroom, to use bathroom, and you stay with them, when you get out of the bathroom, you have to wash it at the daim, even though you didn't use the bathroom. The fact that you walk in the bathroom with the child, you have to wash it at the daim also. Obviously, without a barakha. The Gemara tells us, and Radam Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to, when a person uses the bathroom, they have to clean themselves with the left hand. They should not clean themselves with the right hand. The reason the Gemara says the reason is because with the right hand we put on tefillin. Now this halacha, everybody would think that does not apply to women, because the women don't put on tefillin. They don't use their hand to put on tefillin. But the Rav Ben Ish Chai says, Ba'adan Shulchan Aruch Harav and Aruch HaShulchan, that the women also have to be careful not to clean themselves with the right hand. They should use their left hand to clean themselves. We also have a halacha regarding putting shoes on. When somebody puts the shoes on, you put first the right shoe, then you don't tie them, then you put the left shoe, then you tie the left shoe, then you go back, and then you do the right shoe. When you take off your shoes, then first you take off your left shoe, then you take off the right shoe. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that the women, when they want to tie their shoe, they should tie the right shoe first before they tie the left shoe. Because the idea of lifting the right, tying the shoes has to do something more important to their Kriyat HaTorah, because the women are not obligated, therefore they should tie their right shoe before they tie the left shoe. That's the only difference between men and women regarding the shoes. The women also have an obligation to make a Sharia Tzad every time they use the bathroom. And if somebody forgets to say Asher Yatzar, they have 72 minutes before they could make the Asher Yatzar. It's important to remember that the Barakha, even if you don't remember it by heart, you should have something in your pocket, because the Barakha of Asher Yatzar is Segula Lerefua Shelema. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that anybody that has sickness or any Michush Be'alma, they should say, because the Kavanah Gadola, this Mamash Segula Gadola. I know a lot of people that they tried that, and they saw Nisim V'Niflaot, because they said the Kadashir Yatzar with the proper Kavanah. When you finish Netilat Adayim, the woman, everybody has an obligation to say Birkat HaShachar. Birkat HaShachar, which is from until the end of Birkat HaTorah. Every woman also have an obligation to say all the Birkat HaShachar. Now this is the difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. The Ashkenazim, we say, the first of all, everybody agrees that they don't say Shelo Asanisha. The women don't say Shelo Asanisha. It doesn't make sense to say that. Instead, you say Baruch She'asani Kirtzono. The Ashkenazim say this Baruch B'Dashem U'Malchut, Sephardim say that B'Dad Hashem U'Malchut. Don't say Baruch Ata Hashem She'asani Kirsono. We just say Baruch She'asani Kirsono. They also, the Baruch, another Baruch that they have, Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Aved. The Ashkenazim they say Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Avet. The Sephardim say Shelo Asani Goya, Shelo Asani Shivcha, Bid Hashem Umalchut. That's again another difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim that they have. If somebody did not say Birkat HaShachar in the morning, you have the whole day to say Birkat HaShachar the whole day until Shekiyat HaChama. If a woman has a suffix, if they said Birkat HaShachar or Birkat HaTorah, they do not have to go back and say it over again. Because sometimes it's too busy at home, and you said Birkat HaShachar, you said Birkat HaTorah, then later on, you don't know, you are not sure, you do not have to say Birkat HaShachar, Birkat HaTorah over again. For men, if they have a suffix, if they said Birkat HaShachar, Birkat HaTorah, they have to say over again, even if they have a suffix. But women, they don't have to do that. Obviously, the women are not allowed to put talit with tefillin, which is the asa halacha. Now, anybody tells you that, not like this wrong. So I don't have to go into the details of why they are not allowed. The halacha is they are not allowed to do that. Now, if somebody's husband is sick, or they broke their arm, or you are a nurse in the hospital, and a man asks you, would you please put on tefillin for me? You are allowed to do that, even if a woman is a nida. And the husband asks him, is nobody else around? There's no man, there's no other person, their daughter, your son is not at home. The only one is available is the one, the wife is a nida. She is also allowed to put on tefillin for her husband, as long as you have to make sure you don't come to touching, but you are allowed to do that. If there is no other way to do it. Everybody has an obligation to daven. That's the halacha. Now the women have an obligation to daven only once a day. They don't have to do three times a day, but if a person has time to say three times a day, tavo aleim beracha. It's a beautiful thing to do. But one tefillah a day, you should do it. It is advisable to say tefillah shacharit. You should do it in the morning, but tefillah. But if a person does not have time to do it in the morning, the second best possible time is mincha time. But if you don't have time, that's all, then do ma'arif. But l'chatechila, one should try to say shacharit more than anything else. Now, this is another difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. A woman is allowed to say the whole tefillah from the beginning, korbanot, odu, every part of the tefillah until the end of Alein L'Shabeach. You are allowed to do that. There's nothing wrong. But the Sephardim should not say the Baruch Shamar, Ishtabach, the Berachot of Kriyat Shema, Baruch Atah Hashem Ve'al Yisrael, B'Shem U'Malchut. Should not say the Baruch Hashem, say Baruch Mehulal V'Tishvachot. The Ashkenazim of the Kasten, they say the Baruchah, Baruch Atah Hashem Ve'al Mehulal V'Tishvachot, or the Shabbach, or Shema Yisrael. All the Baruchot, the Ashkenazim, when they are allowed to say, the Sephardim, the Minhag is not to say. Now, if you are accustomed to say, a Sephardi woman, they have a custom to say the Baruchot, or you raised like that to say the Barachot, you are allowed to continue to say, don't have to change your custom. But if you never did it, you are starting to daven, and the first time you are davening, you're asking a question, what would be the proper way of doing it? The proper way is, do not make the Barachot of Baruch Shamar and Barachot of Shema Yisrael. That's for us, the Sephardi woman. Now, what happens if a woman does not have time to say from the korbanot until Alein L'Shabeach, which most of the women are like that? What would be the bare minimum davening that a woman should do every day? Number one, should say Birkat HaShachar. The whole Birkat HaShachar till end of Birkat HaTorah. The second thing you should say, the third pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kibod, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. That's it. Then, Shemoneh Esrei. That's it. That's the bare minimum that the woman has an obligation to say. They don't have to say the whole Shema Yisrael, and they don't have to say the whole Baruch Shamar, Pesuked Zimra, Ishtabach, nothing. That's the bare minimum that you that an obligation to do it. We know that there is a specific time that you have to say Shema on time. There is a man, Magen Avraham, there is a man of the Gra. In other words, you can't just say Shema whenever you want. There's a special time, specific time that today, like for instance, today, around 9 o'clock is the last time to say Shema Yisrael. The women are not bounded with this time. You could get up and say Shema whenever you want. You don't have to make Shema on time. You could say it as long as the morning before Chatzot, you are allowed to say Shema, and it's not a problem. But for the Ashkenazi women, that they say Berachot Kriyat Shema, Bet Shem Umalchut, then they have to make sure to say the Berachot 4 hours, before 4 hours of the day. Which is, that when I say 4 hours, that means Sh'ot Zeman Alachik hours, which is, you start from Amud HaShachar, by Shekiyat HaChama, let's say Amud HaShachar is 6 o'clock, by Shekiyat HaChama is 6 o'clock, it's 12 hours, then you count 12, every hour is 1 hour. Today, like for instance, today is not like that, it's about 50 minutes every hour. Then 50 minutes, 200 minutes, that's 4 hours. That they have to go according to halachic hour to make sure you say the Berachot of Kriyat Shema before 4 hours of the day. Shemone Esre, also Lachatechila, you should try to do it before 4 hours, but if you didn't make that, you have time till Chatzot, till half a day to say Shemone Esre also. Lachatechila person, the Salah also applies to men, which is more important for men than women. But the Lachatechila person should have Makom Kavua for davening. Which means, if you're davening in the synagogue, then you should have one place that you stand for Tefillah. Don't stand 1 week here, 1 week there, 1 day there, 1 day here, one place you daven. The Gemara tells us, that Kol Akoveya Makom LeTefillato Elokei Avraham BeEzro. The Gemara says anybody that has a set place to daven, set shul to daven, set place to daven, you don't jump around, Elokei Avraham BeEzro. Hashem, the God of Avraham, helps him. What is the connection? Why having a set place is such an unbelievable thing? The Gemara says when a person goes to Olam Abba, they say, Ey Saddiq, Ey Anav. What a Saddiq this man was. What an Anav this man was. Why you having a permanent place to daven is such an unbelievable thing that the Gemara praise a person so much? The answer is, because when a person sits in one place and he doesn't move around, that shows that if anybody hurts your feelings, it doesn't matter who it is, you are not changing your place. That's enough. That's the person is humble. That's what the Gemara means. I'm here. Everybody wants to say anything, they don't say. I'm not. It's the people that say, I'm going to move. I'm going to change. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. That a person stays in one place, and no matter what happens, you don't move. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to person after 120 years, they're going to say, Hey, Saddiq, hey, Anav. What a Saddiq this person was. What an Anav this man was. This person was. So therefore, a person should have a set place to them. That means at home also. If you are not coming to shul, you should have one place at home. Either you're davening your dining room, your living room, your kitchen, or the study room, whatever it is, one place that you should. That means it's only for Shemone Esre, not the rest of davening. When I say tefillah, the main part of tefillah is Shemone Esre. It's not Shema Yisrael, it's not Pesuket Zimra, it's not Arachot Shema Yisrael. Shemone Esre is the main part. That part should have a set place to daven. Also, one should be careful not to do things at home, work at home until you daven. Or somebody has to go to work, don't go to work until you daven. The Halacha Shulchan Aruch says that a person should not go shopping, should not go to work, should not write checks, should not make phone calls, should not do anything before you daven. Davening has to be the first thing that you do in the morning, and then you could do whatever you have to do. But before davening, it's very important, before you do anything else, it's very important to make sure that you daven first. The another halacha that the Adon Shulchan Aruch which also applies to men, same as women, that should have malbush naki, should have nice clothing before you daven. In other words, don't have a rope on the same rope that you're cleaning the house or doing cooking, have the same thing and daven with that. It's not a proper thing to do. Same thing with the men. The men, when they come to shul to daven, they have that jacket. They should have a special clothing that is specified for tefillah. The women also have to have something beautiful, that something special that you daven with. And that even I'm talking about even at home. When a person daven at home, they also have to follow this halakha to make sure that they have that special way of presenting themselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a halakha in Shulchan Aruch that person before they daven, they have to wash until they die. This halacha also applies to women. They have to, this is important, before daven shacharit, mincha, ma'ariv, should do netilat adayim. That's the barakah, obviously, that you have to do netilat adayim. If you have a child, and your child is in diaper, or is not in diapers, you have to make sure they are clean. If they are staying around you, when you daven, you have to make sure they are clean. If you daven, and then you found out that the child was not clean, according to Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ish, you have to go back and daven again. It's very important to make sure either you put your child next to somebody else that they could watch them before you daven, or you make sure that there is not the diaper is not dirty before you get up to daven. Also, one is not allowed to daven in a room there is a child that the child is not covered. The child has got something wrong. Even though they are clean, there's nothing wrong, but walking around and naked around, walking in the room, and you are standing there davening, is not a proper thing to do to make sure that the child is covered. This halakha, I was asked so many times, this next halakha that I'm going to talk about, you have a child that starts crying in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You are davening, child starts crying. All of a sudden, he wants everything for 3 hours he was quiet. Start davening, start crying. The baby starts crying. What should you do? You are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. First, if you could use your hand to make him quiet without talking, then you should do that. That's number one. Asur to talk between Ben Shemoneh Esrei, one is not allowed to lahafsik v'dibur. But if that doesn't work, you are allowed to walk, to go to the child and try to calm him down, calm her down during Shemoneh Esrei. Again, one is not allowed to talk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If that doesn't work, you are allowed to pick him up, hold him during Shemoneh Esrei, but again, you are not allowed to say shh or be quiet or anything like that. She is considered talking. When you would say any movement, anything coming out of your mouth, that's considered talking, and one has to be careful not to use anything in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, the best thing is, before you start Shemoneh Esrei, make sure situation are set up, or you have a baby, so your husband could hold him, or if you cannot do it, don't do it. Do mincha time. Do another time that you have a peace of mind that you could daven Shemoneh Esrei properly. But davening Shemoneh Esrei and talking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Imam Ash, according to the Dada Apostle, could be that's not a proper thing to do. Now, eating before tefillah. First of all, drinking before davening. I'm talking about first of all during the week. I'm not talking about Shabbat. There's different halachot for Shabbat and the week. And the weekday. During the week, if you get up, wash a tefillah, and obviously should say Birkot HaShachar, That's the best thing to do. But if you cannot say because of shachar, you want to have a coffee or tea or water, whatever, you are allowed to do that. Drinking, you are allowed to do that before davening. Eating, the chatechila one should not, man or women, doesn't make any difference, they should not eat before they daven. That eating means you have a sandwich, you have breakfast, you have cereal, hot cereal, cold cereal, whatever it is. You are not allowed to have before tefillah. Now, what happens if somebody cannot daven before eating? They're so tired that they wake, they stayed up all night, they have to have something before they daven. You are allowed to do that. You are allowed to eat breakfast before you daven. That's only for somebody that they can't do it without it. But if they could, then the chatchila should not do it. You are allowed to have a coffee with milk, with sugar. That's not, I mean, men allowed to do that before davening. But for women, if you could at least say Bikot HaShachar and the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, then have your breakfast, then say Shemoneh Esrei later. That's also a possible thing to do. We have our children, they go to school every morning, 8 o'clock. First of all, a child that is not bar mitzvah, this halacha of eating before tefillah does not apply to them. Could feed them breakfast, it's not a problem. But the girls that they go over bar mitzvah, that they have to go to school, they cannot eat before they daven. Even though there is davening in the school, they are not allowed to eat before tefillah. If they have to eat, there is no breakfast in school, by the time they go to school and they want to have breakfast, it's almost impossible to have breakfast because they go through from davening to the class. The best thing is to do, let them stay home. Say, Birkot HaShachar, Birkot HaTorah, Shema Yisrael, eat, then go to school, have Shemoneh Esrei and do whatever they have to do in the school. But without saying anything, it's not a proper thing to have children over the age of bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah, they should not eat before they daven. The Har Alachaz Gemara says, on Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that a man is not allowed to daven in front of a woman which is not covered. What I mean by covered is places that normally is covered. In other words, a woman has to be covered from the elbow down. And they have to be covered from, after a skirt, from their feet, the knee down. If these places, top, up of the elbow is uncovered, or other places that are supposed to be covered is uncovered, a man is not allowed to say Shema, is not allowed to say Birkat HaMazon, they are not allowed to say the Berachot, they can't daven, cannot do anything, can't even say the Torah. But a woman is allowed to do that. A woman is allowed to say Berachot and Shema Yisrael and davening and everything in front of another woman which is not dressed properly. So halacha only applies to men. I'm going to take questions in the 10 more minutes. The halacha, the women are not obligated to say Tachanun and Nefilat HaPayim. Which is right after Shemoneh Esrei, we have Vidui. We have Nefilat HaPayim. You are not obligated. The women have no obligation to do it. But if they want to do that, they cannot say Ve'yavor by themselves. They could say everything else, but the Ve'yavor from Yud Gimel Midot, they are not allowed to say by themselves. Tefilat Musaf, the women, is the important thing for them to do. They have no obligation to daven Musaf. They have no obligation to daven Ne'ilah. But if they want to do that, you are allowed to do that. There's nothing wrong. Halel, the women also have no obligation to say Halel. But if they want to do that, beautiful thing to do, they should do it. But again, there's a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Ashkenazim are allowed to say the Beracha for Halel. Sephardim should not say the Beracha for Halel. That means even on Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, they should not say the bracha. The women, for Ashkenazim, they are allowed to say that. Kriyat HaTorah, listening to the laning on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh, or Monday and Thursdays, women have no obligation to listen to Kriyat HaTorah. Therefore, if a woman comes to shul late on Shabbos morning, And they are the tzibur, the congregation in the middle of Kriyat HaTorah, you didn't daven shachrit yet. You are allowed to say shachrit in the middle of the Kriyat HaTorah. You don't have to sit down and listen to the Kriya. You could just continue with your tefillah. Don't have to worry about Kriyat HaTorah. The women have an obligation. It's not an obligation. It's a nice thing to do. That they, when they do Agba in the synagogue, they should look at the Sefer Torah. Should say, "V'zot haTorah she'asa Moshe v'lifnei b'nei Yisrael." They should do that. Now, there are some synagogues that the Sefer Torah goes around, the women touch it and they kiss it. Beautiful thing to do. Now, I just want to point out one thing which is misconcepted by a lot of women. If a woman is a Nida and the Sefer Torah comes around, you are allowed to touch it. You are allowed to kiss it. You are allowed to look at the Sefer Torah. There's nothing wrong with it. There is a concept by Ashkenazim that they say that the women should not touch it. They should not look at it. They shouldn't even come to the synagogue. They shouldn't daven. They shouldn't do anything. That, first of all, is not true. Anybody that says that a woman is a nida, cannot daven, is lo ayah ve lo nivra. It's not true. The only thing is that by touching the Sefer Torah, looking at the Sefer Torah, there are some that they have discussed. Rema brings this. Shulchan Aruch says, Rema says, Yeshno Agim Kacha, Yeshno Agim Kacha. Magen Avraham says, there's nothing wrong to do that. If they want to do it, they want to touch the Sefer Torah, there's nothing wrong with it. Therefore, if somebody wants to be maker, they want to touch the Sefer Torah, they want to come to Shul, they want to look at the Sefer Torah, there's nothing wrong with it. And obvious, for sure, there's nothing wrong to daven. For sure, there is nothing wrong to come to the shul. For sure, there's nothing wrong to touch the sidurim. There's nothing wrong to touch the chumashim. There's so many different customs that are made up, which has no base in halacha. The base, the person's the leader, you have to act the way, the normal way, the way that you do normally, and you daven normal. Nothing changes when a person is during their period. The women have an obligation to say Tefillat HaDerech. When you travel, you have to also say Tefillat HaDerech. That doesn't mean that Tefillat HaDerech, the women are patur. You have to also give Oda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're traveling. You need also Hashem's protection. Birkat HaGomer. Really, the women also have an obligation to say Birkat HaGomer. There's no reason that they shouldn't say. The minhag became that the women don't say Birkat HaGomer only because Kevodah Bat Melech Selima. They don't want to be public by saying the Berachot. Now, the minhag is by Sephardim that the woman just had a baby, they stand up in the Ezrat Hashem and they say Birkat HaGomer, and they should continue doing that. There are, by Ashkenazim, some communities have discussed them also, that the woman say Birkat HaGomer. I've been at a lot of brisim that the woman say Birkat HaGomer right after the bris. There's nothing wrong with that. But if the custom is by you, they don't, your mother never said it, then you don't do it either. But if the custom is by you to say it, then you should continue doing it, because Birkat HaGomer is giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you saved us from the trouble that you were in. The women have an obligation to say Kriyat Shema Lamita. That also is an obligation. Again, that also comes to machloket differences between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. The Sephardim do not say Birkat HaMapil B'Shem U'Malchut. Ashkenazim, they say Birkat HaMapil B'Shem U'Malchut. That's also another difference. Tikkun Chatzot. Now, anybody know what Tikkun Chatzot is? Should I talk about it at all here? Tikkun Chatzot is the tefillah that the person says in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock at night, every night. They can sit on the floor, they cry for the Churban of the Tamikdash. The special tefillah that all the Sidurim have that. Everybody does that, it should do it. Now, the women have no obligation to do it, they shouldn't do that. It's now, there's a Pi Kabbalah. Is not the proper thing for the women to do. But for men, it's a tremendous thing to do, to daven for the Churban of the Tamikdash. I just want to give you a short story. Sde Chemet, they had somebody in Hebron was blind. Now he lost his eyesight. Steh Chemed was a Sadiq, was a Rav of Hebron. They came to him and they said to him, listen, could you please daven for this man that he should get his eyesight back? He said, I don't need to daven. I have a water. I'll give you a water. Just take it, take this water and drip, put a few drops in his eyes. They put the drops in his eyes and it gets better. They come to Steh Chemed and say, what was that, those drops that you gave us? He said, these are the tears that every night I cry for Churban Beit HaMikdash. That when I say Tikkun Chatzot, I have these tears, and I gather these tears, this is what it is. And there's Ant Chatam Sofer also said the story a few times, that he had gathered the tears, that every night when he sat down on the floor, he said Tikkun Chatzot, he gathered those tears, and he gave it for Segula, for a lot of things. Anyway, the women, they should not say Tikkun Chatzot. The women are patur to say Kiddush Levana. When they have Birkat Levana every month, the women are patur to say that Birkat Levana. That's all. There's no difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Everybody is patur to say. Obviously, the women cannot be part of the minyan, and they cannot have their own minyanim. They can't make a shul for themselves. They cannot have minyan for Megillah reading. They cannot have a minyan for Kriyat HaTorah. They cannot have a minyan for just having tefillah together. Minyan nashim is not a proper thing to do. So you might ask, what's the problem? What could be the problem with having the women have minyan? There is nothing wrong for women to have minyan. What is wrong is, for Dorei Dorot, our mothers didn't do it. That's the answer. We can't just come around and start new things. The Chazonish's wife didn't have a minyan. Rav Shach's wife didn't have a minyan. Chafetz Chaim's wife didn't have a minyan. If they daven without a minyan, why we have to start minyanim for different things? Somebody asked Rav Ovadia Yosef, said, the women should have the Megillah reading minyan. He said, for Dorei Dorot, for generations, we said Megillah, and the women and men, they did it together. Why do we need to have it separately? If our mothers, our grandmothers, great-grandmothers didn't do it, we shouldn't do it. That's really the answer for everything. If a person wants to sit down, go through Ashkafot, philosophies, why yes, why not, being open the book, open Mishnah Berurah, open Gemara, open Rambam, you could come up with every answer. It could answer everything. But the bottom line is, we have a Mesorah, we have tradition, we have to follow our tradition. Therefore, having a minyan, 10, 20 women get together, stand in the same room, and they say Pesuket Zimbra, or say Baruch Shamar, and Shemunetzah together, nothing wrong. What's wrong with that? As long as I don't say Kaddish and anything like that, nothing wrong. But it's not a proper thing to do. We never did it. Why do we have, that's the way the new movements start. They start with things that people, they think, what's wrong with this, what's wrong with that? And therefore, having minyanim for any purpose, the women should not be part of it, it should not go to that minyan, it should not support that type of minyanim, and it should not, the shumpanim often should do what your mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers do. That's what they have to do. Follow the Mesorah of our tradition. There is also a mitzvah for a woman to daven in the synagogue. Even though that there is no chiyuv of listening to Kaddish Kedusha, but it is important to listen to Kaddish, and it is important to listen to Kedusha, and it is important to daven the shul. If you have an ability to daven in the synagogue, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Mitzvah gedolah. That if you are able to daven in the shul. But you can't, you have children, obviously, it's important to take care of your family than coming to shul and daven in the shul. If you are able to do that, beautiful, to come to synagogue and do it. It is a mitzvah to daven b'lashon HaKodesh. Even though you don't understand the Lashon HaKodesh, there are translation, transliteration, there are so many different ways the person could daven. Even though you don't understand Hebrew, But as long as you could read Hebrew, you should daven in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. You should not say it in English or any other language that you understand, because the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, they gave us the tefillah in Lashon HaKodesh. You should say it in Lashon. If somebody does not know Lashon HaKodesh, you don't know how to read Hebrew, the only thing you could say through English or any other language, then say that. That's also fine. But if you know that, then you should continue the Mesorah. Should continue the tradition and say the tefillah with the Lashon HaKodesh. The halacha says, Shulchan Aruch says, that you are not allowed to walk in front of somebody that davens. That halacha applies to women also. If you have a woman standing there davening, you cannot just walk by them or walk in front of them. It is an improper thing to do, because you are messing up their kavanah, their intention for tefillah, and it's not a good thing to do. Even in front of a child, when a child davens, you should not walk in front of them also when they daven. A mother has an obligation to mechanech, a child or katana katana, to daven Shemoneh Esrei when they reach the age of chinuch. The age of chinuch is between 7 to 9. Depends on the ability of a child, but that's the age of chinuch. Therefore, a mother and the father have an obligation when the child gets to that age to make sure that they are able to daven properly. The davening does not only mean tefillah, give them a siddur and say stand there and daven. You have to make sure that they are able to sit in the synagogue. They have to make sure that they don't talk in the middle of the synagogue. They have to make sure if a child cannot sit in the synagogue, don't bring them to shul. It is a chinuch by itself. If you tell your child the synagogue is not for davening, if you cannot sit and don't talk in the middle of the tefillah, don't come. That's the chinuch b'fnei atzmo. That's the chinuch by itself. Therefore, we have to follow the just a lot of people think, I'm going to drag my kid to the shul and I'm going to put him down and I'm going to make sure he davens. That's the worst chinuch we could give to our children. If he's not able to understand the sanctity of the Bet Knesset, if he doesn't understand the Kedusha of Bet Knesset, which is number one before davening, then this kid is going to grow up to that he has no respect for the synagogue, has no respect for the sanctity of the Bet Knesset. Number before we teach them how to daven, we have to teach them to have respect for the shul. Also, we have an obligation. We cannot imagine this halacha applies to men and women. Even the women are standing in Ezrat Nashim, you cannot kiss children in the middle of the synagogue. It's asur b'ad Shulchan Aruch. Asur l'nashek eladim v'bet ha'knesset b'zman ha'tefillah. When you have a child, let's say you find your niece comes into shul. Or your friend's kid, you pick him up and you go and play with him. You want to kiss him. You are not allowed to do that in the shul.
Why?
The reason the Shulchan Aruch says, because you show the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the shul. When you are in the synagogue, you are focused in the Ahava of Hashem. You cannot mix in other Ahava, the love, with the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, kissing a child in the synagogue is an improper thing to do. You have to make sure that parents, number one, they have to understand that. Also, don't play with the kids. When you have a child coming to shul, don't play with the kids in the middle of the shul. Now, there are a few things. The Sifrei Kabbalah tells us that the tefillah of a parent for their children is the most important tefillah. No other tefillah like the tefillah of a parent for their children. There are few places in the tefillah that we as parents, we could focus to daven for our tefillah. I'm going to give you about 4 or 5 different places that you could focus when you daven. First of all, when you say Birkat HaTorah in the morning, when you say V'niyeh Anachnu V'Tzetzainu V'Tzetzai Tzetzainu, this tefillah, the person should have kavanah for your children. Should make sure that you focus that your children should be talmidei chachamim. They should be people that they should be kids that they are lomdei Torah. When you say b'kat ahavat olam, b'chod av kriyat shema, when you come to lo nevosh ve lo nikalem, That part, when you say lo nevosh, lo nikalem, that part should also have kavana for your children, that they should stay from, they should stay in Yiddishkeit, they should not go out of there. When you say Ubal Tzion, Ubal Tzion, when you say lo nigal larik, ve'lo neled labehala, that's four words. When you say that in the middle of Ubal Tzion, that part, you have to also have kavana for your children. Lo nigal larik ve'lo neled labehala. This is in the middle of Ubal Tzion. This part also women should have kavana. And the middle, when they bring the Sefer Torah, I would say Berich Shemeh. Berich Shemeh, by the way, is a very, very important tefillah. People don't pay attention to that tefillah because that tefillah is written in Aramaic and they don't understand that. And the Mashkiach of Be'er Yaakov, Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say that he has a Mesorah from Briskerov, that he said any time a person wants anything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should do it in the Berich Shemeh. This tefillah is a very important tefillah. The women also, when they come to shul, when the ark is open, they say that tefillah, you should have kavanah in that tefillah. And the most important one is the middle of the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Before you say Oseh Shalom Bimromav, you should have a kavanah to any davening, anything you want to say, that's the best place to say. Before it takes three steps back, you should daven anything you want to say. That's the Oseh Shoel Sarachar. Could ask all your needs before, right before Shemoneh Esrei. There are some say that you could say it also by Shomei Tefillah. That's good, you could do that, but it's better if you could do it in the middle end of davening. It's better because you should focus on your Shemoneh Esrei when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. The woman is patur to say Shenai Mikra Echad Targum. The halacha is, the Gemara tells us that anybody that says Shenai Mikra Echad Targum, Ma'arechim Lo Yama Vishnotav. Shenai Mikra Echad Targum is every week before it's laying. Let's say this week's parasha is, what parasha is it? Chayasara, right? Chayasara, you say Pasuk, Vayu Chayasara Ma'ashana Vishnotav Shvashana Shana Chayasara, you say two times. Then you say one time Targum on Kulus. It's halacha Moshe Sinai to do that. The women have no obligation to do it. You are saved. There's also, everybody was looking at what am I going to do it? Don't have to worry about it. That takes a lot of time. Even men don't do it. A woman should not say Kaddish. There's no obligation on a woman to say Kaddish, even if a child, if you are the only child, your parents have no other children, a woman should not say Kaddish, even though they're standing in Ezrat Nashim, should not do it. The best thing is to do, that you should hire somebody, even with money. The best thing is to hire with money, give them what, $100 a year, and you hire them that they should say Kaddish for your parents. But a woman should not say Kaddish. The best thing is, for a woman to do for the Ilu Neshama of their parents, they should come to the shul and answer Amen to the Kaddishim that is said. That's the best thing a person could do for their parents. The last halacha we're going to ask, get questions, is asur to daven in any synagogue that there is not proper mechitza. You cannot say that, what's the difference? The man has a problem, I don't have a problem. Right? That's not true. A woman, the same as man. Men have an obligation, they cannot dive in the shul. There's no proper mechitza. Proper mechitza means has to be at least kosher l'shitat Rav Moshe Feinstein. If that Rav Moshe Feinstein's mechitza is not there, is asur to dive into that shul. Inside that synagogue, there's no difference between men and women. Even though, on Yom Kippur, that you have no, they have a shul like that, dive in the yechidut, they have to dive in at home, and they cannot even walk into the synagogue like that. For davening purposes. If you want to go for a kiddush, that's fine, but not for davening. Any questions? Yes? Yes. Yes, Vidara. Yes.
For the girls who go to school,
And
they don't have to. If they say Birkat HaShachar, like the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, they could eat for
them. So then, when they go to school,
they say Shema Yisrael.
But they say Shema again. And they say,
fine, they say Shema again, it's not a problem.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem. The Indian for the women is, before they eat, they have to say something to them.
Because
Shema is Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. That's it. That's not the whole Shema Yisrael. Only Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Machutol, Leolam Vahe. That's it.
And then we can go back and say the whole thing.
Then we could say whatever, we could go back and say the whole thing over again. Not the Barachos, the Barachos cannot say over again.
Not the
Brachos,
I mean the
Brachos, Birchot. Birchot HaShema Yisrael, yes, you could do that. Not the problem. I'm sorry? Like I have said before, yes. Birkat HaShachar, Birkat HaTorah is included in Birkat HaShachar. Yeah. Yes. That's right.
Okay, if it's not dirty, just...
If it's dirty, you cannot daven. You can't...
What's dirty, that's...
That means that there's a tzwada.
Right. Number one is
the number one, as long as there's no smell there, that's fine.
Okay.
But if the number two is there, then we cannot, even though there's no smell there, it's a sur to daven. If somebody daven, and he finds later, according to Chazon Ish, you have to go back and daven again. The tefillah was not to ever. Yes.
As far as I know what the minimum davening is for women, and even I have this party.
They do,
right? Women that only has
right.
So all that other davening, I know you're saying you shouldn't make the brachos. Is it advisable to do the, all of that, or
if you have time, yes.
It is.
If you have time, yeah. Why not?
Even by yourself.
Yeah.
Here, there.
Say the whole thing. If you have time, instead of while sitting reading a book, read that. I mean, what does that mean? You have time. If you have time that I want an hour to do it, do that, yes. Normally women don't have time. They have kids, they have to take care of this, they have to go to work, whatever.
And then for us, through all of those things, just don't say any of the brachos.
Whatever that siddur that you have.
See, that one only has the minimum.
Right. That's to follow that. If somebody always davened with the beracha, they should continue their custom to say with the beracha. If you started with that siddur already, then continue with that. The better way of doing it, if according to Rav Ovadia says, that's the way it should be done. But there are others that say that even Sephardi women, they could say the berachot. The minhag is not to do it, but if you are doing it already, you could continue doing it. Yes.
Is there a time frame before, after you wake up, is there a time frame for when you wash on the Yadayim?
Could do that whenever you wake up. You could wash.
Because I wake up to the sound of my baby screaming. So my first response is to run and get him. And
right.
Then there's a time period before I'm able to wash all these without you dying. Is that okay?
Are you going back to sleep or just you're going to stay?
No,
then as soon as possible, you should wash until I die. Yeah. Yeah.
About the drinking, I guess it's related. Let's say you get up and you have the intention to go back to sleep. And you drink?
Yes, we said this talk about that. You are allowed to drink, but you have to wash until the end. If you can, let's say you have water next to your bed. It's a pain to go to wash, right? What you have to do should go with a blanket or a sheet or anything you have on the bed, just go like that.
Yeah.
Nikui. Just clean your hand and then make a block. Actually, you don't have to wash if you're going back to sleep.
Okay.
But if you're going back, if you are not going back to sleep, then you should wash until the time before you drink.
Okay. And if you get up, first you go to the restroom.
Right.
You should wash first and then wash Asher Yatzak.
Okay, that's a very good question, because the men also have the same problem. The best thing is to do is like this. If a person has to go to the bathroom first, go to the bathroom, get out and do Nefilat HaDayim, then Asher Yatzak. You don't have to do Nefilat HaDayim before you go to the bathroom.
Ah, so it's okay with your...
You could go to the bathroom first. Yes, you could go to the bathroom, then get out of the bathroom, do Nefilat HaDayim after the bathroom.
So you have to... If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you will make... But you're not going
to... You don't have to wash... You are not going back to sleep?
You are.
Then you don't have to wash Nefilat HaDayim.
But you have to wash Asher Yatzak.
Wash Asher Yatzak, any time. Anytime you use the bathroom, that's your way.
You're safe. Wait, she's trying to say, what do you
say?
Say
watch or
get
say?
Up every 5 minutes?
No, no, no. Every hour, hour and a half. No.
They should say, every an hour and a half, you have to say shirata. Doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter that you're, like, some minute from sleeping.
Yes.
You should still...
No, but to wash. When,
yeah,
you the, when you're in the bathroom, you wash them for like a shirata.
Okay. And if you're planning to drink after,
then
you should make
drink.
First... On the same wash, you can make nitila, shereyata, then
right.
You can drink.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Going back to sleep?
Before you eat.
But are you going back to sleep?
Yeah, after you eat.
Yes, you shouldn't say shahar. The kat ha-shahar is say when you wake up and you are not going back to sleep.
So you just finish the diet, you eat whatever.
You don't eat like the diet, you eat, then you go back to sleep, and you get up in the morning. No, you don't make a bikat in the time either. Just wash without the barakha. If you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you want to have a cake, right? You wash without the barakha. Eat, go back to sleep, get up in the morning, wash the kinadayim with the barakha, then you say bikat ha-shachar.
So why do you have the barakha drink now?
The barakha, you say bikat ha-shachar, not enough, yes.
Wait,
yes.
Why, in the example with the drinking, do we have to do the nitilat yadayim?
Because you are not going back to sleep.
No, 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 always. I'm talking only in scenario where you go back to sleep.
Okay. When you go back to sleep, then you don't make bikat ha-shachar yadayim. The cat has not slept in only for people like get up in the morning and are not going back to sleep. That's the only time you make. Yes. Yes.
What about stopping in the morning from a time perspective if it's light, dark, you know, you're awake and it's 6 o'clock and it's pitch black outside and that's the time you have to daven, or you need to wait till it's light for...
You cannot daven at night. You cannot daven shachrit.
No, in the morning.
Shachrit, you mean? You can,
yeah.
It has to be.
Light,
it has
right?
to be 35 minutes after dawn.
Which would be
anything? No.
Anything?
Bikat ha-shachar, you could say from Amud ha-shachar.
Right, but
Shemonesre. Shemonesre 35 minutes after. You know, Shemonesre, you could even say from Amud ha-shachar. Amud for women. I'm sorry, for women. Could say everything from Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar is 72 minutes before sunrise.
Oh.
Yes.
How many minutes?
72 minutes before sunrise. No. Amud HaShachar.
So what is
Shekiah? Shekiah is sunset. Right. Okay? Yeah.
So in the Amud HaShachar you say Asher Yasser? Like,
when Amud HaShachar?
In Birchat HaShachar.
Yes.
So, what if I've already said it at home? When I said, like, when I washed, I said Amud HaShachar.
Then that's it, don't say it again.
So then you don't say
Asher Yasser
either.
Asher Yasser, you say whenever you use the bathroom. If you don't use the bathroom, let's say,
can I just, like, wait and say it together with my Birchat HaShachar?
The minhag is to do that, yes. But
so
sometimes.
I don't say Asher Yasser, like, when I wake up, and I don't say Amud HaShachar, but I say it when I'm dying.
That's fine. You could do that. It's not a problem. Yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
You're saying the Kriya Shema as you're going to bed, and I've heard it's nice to say the Shema over and over again as you're falling asleep.
If you have a part of falling asleep, yes.
Okay. As you're repeating it, should you be saying Hashem's name over and over again?
No problem. As long as you say the old Pasuk, no problem. Hashem's name only cannot say in the form of a bracha over and over. But you say Pesukim, you could say as many times you want. Okay. Let's go.